Well, as you know, we've been in a series, the new year, that God's got new for you in 2022. He's got something new that He wants to do in your life, something He wants to do in your future. He's got newness happening because that's what God is. He's a God of new. And we've been talking about a lot of news in the Bible. We've been going through, I think, 17 of them. Last week we went through a new Jerusalem. We talked about the new Jerusalem, which is really heaven, as we describe it, where there's no more curse, no more devil, no more temptation, no more wrongs, no more lies, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more abuse, no more addictions, no more wars, no more death, no more evil, no more bad. It's just all good. That's a great place to be. We get to see God face to face. Nobody's ever seen Him face to face. We get to see Him face to face. God wins. Evil's defeated. Ta-da! The credits roll. And then there's a new beginning. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And by the way, you can get any of our messages either by getting the app on your phone, Living Faith Fellowship Pullman, or going to livingfaithfellowship.com. So today, I'm going to try to bring this to somewhat of a conclusion since next week is our Celebration Sunday. And I know summer starts, students are gone, and all of that happens. So I kind of wanted to bring this to a head. And I called this last one a new path. A new path. I think all of the news in the Bible that I just talked about, we've shared about, all lead us to something that says He's got us on a new path. He wants us to stay on that new path and fulfill all that He's called us to do. So if you'll please stand with us, with me, and we're going to read again from Isaiah. Isaiah seems to always bring those news in. We're going to read two portions of Scripture out of Isaiah. Isaiah 42:16. I will lead blind Israel down a new path, guiding them along an unfamiliar way. I will brighten the darkness before them and smooth out the road ahead of them. Yes, I will indeed do these things. I will not forsake them. Isaiah 43. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Amen. You may be seated. It's just amazing how Isaiah saw so much as we've done this study, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, how they saw the things that God wanted to fulfill later down the line. There was an aspect of it back there, but He was going to do something new down the line. And let's take a look and we'll dig into this. The scripture that we gave here is out of the New Living. I will lead blind Israel down a new path, guiding them along an unfamiliar way. I'll brighten the darkness before them and smooth out the road ahead of them. Yes, I will indeed do these things. I will not forsake them. I just thought it was such a very powerful, powerful portion of Scripture. He says, blind Israel. Israel's not seeing correctly. We're not seeing things the way we should be seeing them. They're somewhat blind. They don't really have a clue. They're reading them wrong. It would be like us if we were to look at life today and see all the stuff that's happening. Are we reading it correctly? Are we reading it according to what the talking heads say we're supposed to have? Or are we reading it according to what God is trying to speak to us about the events and the things and the items that are of today? Are we seeing clearly or are we blind? Remember blind Bartimaeus. He wanted to see, and indeed he did. The word path here, it means to tramp, a beaten track. As we continue to go through our study, we're going to see, we bring up the word path again here a couple of times. It's also going to speak about a mode or a way of life. A way of life, your path, the way that you're walking, what you're doing. It's your life or your lifestyle, so to speak. This path that you're on, this life that you're walking. God has a new path for you, a new one, a new adventure. He's got a new adventure. He says it may be an unfamiliar way. Well, I think that's kind of the definition of new, isn't it? I'm not familiar with it. If it's brand new, I probably haven't seen it before. So it's new to me. And God wants to, I think, give us something that's new to us. It could be very small things. I'm not talking about, oh, I got to change, you know, and pick up and move to Delaware or something. I'm saying that God wants to do some new things in your life, in your lifestyle, in your family, in your job. God wants to touch us, I believe, with some new thoughts and new ideas. Now, it may be uncomfortable. Unfamiliar sometimes is uncomfortable at the start because it's new. Most people don't like to do new things because there's a little bit of uncomfortability with it. It's like, I don't know for sure what's going to happen. But God's saying, hey, trust me. I know it's not familiar. It could be a little scary. But if it's the path God has for you, then I'll guarantee you it will be awesome. It will be awesome. We need to be on that path. In our leadership that we do here at Living Faith Fellowship with the staff, we want to grow all of us as leaders. I had one a topic we talked about problem solving and that. And it said this, you might see a problem with only two solutions, either option A or option B. There's option A, there's option B, and we're trying to delineate and figure out what should we do, option A or option B. But I said this, take option A and option B off the table. Is there a third solution you haven't considered yet? What's your option C? What's your option C? We are always dictated by, well, here's the circumstances, so there's either that or that that I can do. But we need to realize as Christians, we have another element to add to our life. And that is the illumination of the Holy Spirit that we carry about each and every day. And the Holy Spirit has a whole lot of option C's that you've never seen. A whole lot of option C's in your life that he's saying, spend some time with me, hear my voice, and watch me open up a new path for you that you need to realize there's another option other than the two you're considering right now. Because the Holy Spirit wants to do something new. He wants to do something exciting. And I believe from this passage that says this, that God will do two things to help us down this new path. He's saying right here, he'll do two things that will help us down this path. Number one, he will brighten the darkness before you. The New King James says, make darkness light. He'll make darkness light. I can't seem to see the way, but God's saying, I'm going to show you the way. It looks dark. It looks bleak. The word darkness means darkness. It means a dark place. A dark place. God knows how to get you out of a dark place. Have you ever gone through a dark moment, a dark issues, a dark time in your life? God knows how to get you out of the dark time. He's going to show you how to do that. Out of a dark place, a difficult time. Look to him, not to something else, to get you out of the dark place. You look to anything else other than him who is the light, it's just going to get darker. It's just going to get darker. Any other solution other than him will cause it to become darker, not lighter. The word light, illumination, luminary, lightning, or happiness. When it seems like we can't see where we're going, we haven't got a clue to what to do. He will light the way. He will light the way. How do we know which way he's lighting up? Well, it's very simple, right? How do we know which way he's lighting up? Can you see the spot on the floor here? I know you probably can't. I don't know if the cameras can look at it. Do you see the spot right here? That's the way. Okay? That's the way. You see, when we don't know what to do, God, all of a sudden, he starts illuminating something to us. And we still dance around it. And he kind of goes, Reminds me of our dog, because we let our dog out to go to the bathroom at night. And she seems to want to investigate everything. So I put it on her and I go, come on, get back, come back. Get back here, trying to show her the way. Somehow the dog does not have the Spirit of the Lord yet. She has her own doggy spirit, and that doggy spirit doesn't always do what I want it to do. But anyway, how do you know the way God wants you to go? He's probably going, duh. Hey, we're going, but is it really the Lord? Hey! He's showing you. But we don't want to take the step. We just dance around it. We do other things. We try to figure it out ourselves. We're looking at option A or B, and God is saying, here's option C. Here's option C. It's pretty awesome. Walk this way. Walk this way. God will make and illuminate the way He wants you to go and the path that He wants you to go down. God will illuminate it. Just ask Him, Lord, I don't know which way to go. I seem clueless. It seems dark. Where do I go? Follow the light. He will illuminate it to you. He will illuminate it to you. He will illuminate the path so you can see it and so you can know it. We see it this way, but we also see it this way too. I think God wants to give us an aha moment in the Spirit. Lord, what do I do? Aha! I see the light. Then walk toward it, not away from it. But it looks scary because when they turned the light on, I was in darkness. I didn't know all the crud that was happening. When they turned the light on, I saw some of it. So I started to run the other way. I'm going, did you understand? It's everywhere. We think we're running away from the junk and we're running further to it. He's given us the light so we can walk forward through the junk. The new path. Number two. So He'll light it up before you. He'll show you which way He wants you to go. And then He will smooth out the road ahead. That's nice of Him. I wish He would do that when I go hiking with Pastor Tom. The New King James says, crooked places straight. He makes crooked places straight. The word crooked, a crook in a road, it means something that's hook-shaped or bent. It also, it comes back to a word that means to knot or distort, to pervert, act or declare perversion, perverse, act or declare perverse. He will straighten out the crook, the distortion, the perversion, the difficulty that you have. He is going to straighten some things out in your life. He will straighten them out. And that's a good thing. Sometimes we think it's difficult or it's tough or it's hard. Him straightening things out in our life is a good thing for us. Let Him straighten it. Let Him take out the distortion, the perversion, the junk. Thank you, Jesus, for never stopping the idea of continuing trying to change us and straightening out our life. Life straightened out, just like He did Leah's life in the play. Straightened it out, forgave her, and she started walking on a whole new path. The word straight means level. Straightness or justice. Sometimes I think we're stymied because we just can't see. God wants to straighten it out so you can begin to see it more clearly. On this new path, God will make the darkness light and the crooked straight. God will do this for you. He will not forsake you. And there's been a lot of times in my life where I felt like I've been alone, and it's like that footprints in the sand, right? You finally realize there's only one pair there and realize I'm on His back. God will never forsake you. I have forsaken Him, but He has never forsaken me. He will never forsake you. He will see you through. The word forsake means to loosen, relinquish, permit. He won't relinquish His hold on you. He's holding on to you. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. He's got a destiny. He's got a way He wants you to go. And He's still holding on to us. Now, I think that I guess we could finally just get out of my life. I renounce Christ, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what happens in that aspect. Maybe He lets go of you. But what He's saying here is for those that love Him, He will never forsake us. He will never forsake us. He'll never leave us. He'll never relinquish. No, I'm just going to let Him go. He loves us so much. Isaiah goes on to say this in chapter 43. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you see it? See what? What am I looking for? Do you see this new thing? God is doing two new things. He says, do you see it? Here's what I'm doing for you. Number one, I will make a pathway through the wilderness. A pathway through the wilderness. That word pathway means is that a road, a trodden, a course of life or mode of action. And the word wilderness is a desert. A desert is a hot and dry and difficult place. And I think figuratively we have been to those deserts, haven't we, from time to time? It seems like we touch a difficult spot, a hot spot, a thirsty land because there doesn't seem to be any water here because it's very, very dry. Deserts are hot. It makes it dry. But God will give you a way, a path. He'll show you how to get through the desert, through the wilderness, through the desert, through the difficulty that you're going through. It's something new. Are you looking for it? Sometimes we go, Lord, where were you? And he's going, I was right there. Did you see it? No, because I was looking at the problem, not looking at you. I was looking at the problem, focused all on it, and I missed you, kind of like Peter when he saw the waves and missed out on what God was doing. I think sometimes we have to be saying, Lord, I'm looking for the new that you have for me. I want to follow the light. I want it, Lord. I want to go after it. He's not going to just make you walk that way. He will never make you do anything. He's going to always invite you to the beauty of what he has for you, which is absolutely amazing. It's something new. Are you looking for it? Do you believe it? Believe it. He's going to take you through, not just to. He's not going to just take you to it. He's intending to take you through it. He's always moving through. We seem to get stuck on the two. God is always stuck on the through. He wants you through this thing. Through this thing. Why am I going through this? I don't know. I can't tell you exactly why. But I do know that he's got a good idea. God's doing something. He's growing us in the process. Number two, I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. That word wasteland means to lie waste, desolation, or desert. He's going to put waters in the... Now that's miraculous, right? It's hot, it's dry, it's all gone. And he's just going to... And put a river running right through your problem. Right through your difficulty, right through your hot spot, right through your trouble. He's gonna etch out a river and put a river right through there. And what does a river do? It refreshes us, does it not? I will make rivers in the wasteland so my chosen people can be, say it with me, refreshed. He wants to refresh you. He understands life is difficult. It's hard. It's a hard journey. It's hard being on the path. It's hard going and doing all that he wants. He gets all of that. So he says, I'm going to give you waters that will refresh you. Waters in places you never thought they could be. In the desert? I don't want to go in the desert. It's hot there. But that's where the water is. That's where the refreshing is. In that difficult thing, he's asking you to walk through that path. The waters are there. The word refresh means give new strength or energy to reinvigorate. To reinvigorate you. He's got waters he wants to give you. In places you never would dream it would be. I can't be refreshed walking through a desert, walking through this difficult time, walking on this hard path that God has set before me. Oh, yes, you can. That's the miracle. That's the miraculous of God to give the refreshment in the midst of the difficulty. Are you looking for him? Are you drinking? The scripture that says, hey, come and buy that doesn't cost anything. Buy that which really doesn't cost anything. Waters. Revelation at the end talks about these waters that give us refreshment as well. So it's a new path. through the desert, difficult times, with refreshing waters. I think sometimes we say, well, I'm on a difficult path. My life will never. No. Don't ever say that. I'm stuck in a do loop. No. God has something new for you. Do you see it? When you go, no, I don't see it. So if you don't see it, then you're not going to walk toward it. He's going, I got something new for you. I got something new. Hey, it's over. No, I don't see it. You got to look for it. Are you looking? Are you looking for what God wants to do in your life? He's got some oh my gosh, it is absolutely so amazing. Waters that will refresh your spirit, give you strength to continue on. Some people say, my life, no, it'll never. No, God has a new path for you. Get off the old path. Get onto the new path. Get off the old path and the old way of thinking and the old way of seeing life and onto a new path that's full of refreshing waters, even though the path may be difficult. God will always refresh you in the journey. He always will. He'll always help you. He'll always encourage you down the path. And then my last little bit here, I'm going to give you five attributes, if you will, or five thoughts about this path, this new path. Number one, only God can show you the path of life. Only God can show you the path of life, because the devil shows you a different path. Can you guess what that path might be? Not the path of life, but the path of, yeah. And I don't know why we're so gullible. We keep thinking he puts a lot of great things, but remember, it's the destination we're after. I think most people, when you're going to go to Seattle, realize it's a destination. I'm going to try to get to Seattle. That's the whole idea. There's going to be all sorts of events. You may get a flat tire. You may have a car trouble, all sorts of things. But the idea is to get to Seattle. So it's full of adventure. I think sometimes the enemy, in his path, you get on his path and it leads to death. Then all of a sudden you realize, but there's all of these nice little things here. So we start walking down the path because there's all sorts of fun things that we're in. But let me tell you, the path will take you somewhere. You will end up somewhere. And sometimes it's before you can turn around. God will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. Isn't that what we all want? At your right hand are, say it with me, pleasures forevermore. Most people in life that I know that are on a wrong path, going down a wrong path, are looking for two things, joy and pleasure. I just wanted to have fun. I want to have joy. I just wanted to have pleasure. I just want all this. God is saying, let me tell you what. I'll show you a path that if you walk on it and you walk down that path, what it will lead to is fullness of joy. You can't get any more joy in you. It's so full, it's just bubbling out. And then I'm going to give you pleasures forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it's going to keep going on. No, I don't want that because the devil said I could go this way. Why do we sell out? Looking for joy and pleasure in something that's never intended to give it to you to last forever. A temporary band-aid instead of an eternal reality. You live in the fullness of joy. You live in pleasures forever. Many people want a path that they can take in life. God says, I'll show you the path. The path. A lot of people are espousing so many different paths. Well, just take this one. It's fun. Party on this side. Just take this drug. Just drink that. Just click this. It will bring you pleasure. But it won't bring it to you forevermore. But it brings me joy. It won't fill you with joy. Most people I know, I've walked through sin too. You get done with sin, enjoying all that pleasure, it seems like there's holes in it and it just gone. The joy that you have ends up riddled after the joy with guilt. Why do we believe that awful person, that devil? God will show you the path. Not some good paths or some bad paths. Only God can show you the path of life. Only God can show you the path of life. Life. As I said, all paths lead somewhere. Understand that. All of us are on a path. Everyone here is on a path. That path is leading you somewhere. It has a destination. You may not understand where it's going, but it's going to lead you somewhere. And you are on one. You are on a path. You are on it, and it's leading you somewhere. It will take you somewhere. When people start going, oh my gosh, my life is falling apart. How did I get here? How did I get here? I can tell you how you get here. You walked. You walked right down it. But it wasn't supposed to be like this. I know, because down it they had a bunch of artificial crud. You see that? I didn't say the word. Artificial. Artificial. And then we get down so far, it starts going downhill. We realize, wait a second, this is not leading me where I wanted to go. It happens all the time. How did I get here? For everyone, wherever you are, I'll tell you how you got there. You walked. You walked there. You got yourself there. Well, no, man. A bunch of bad things happened in my life, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened. And I get that, and I understand that, and it's difficult. And I grew up in an alcoholic family. I get all of that, but you got to understand. Stuff may happen to you, but you always get to choose how you react to that. Always. Nobody ever forces you to choose a certain way out of that. You can choose however you want to respond to whatever happens to you. It's our choice. We walk. We walk there. We walk there. You kept going down the path. That's how you got there. If you do what's right, you get righter. If you do what's wrong, you get wronger. Sounds like something Pastor Joe would say. If you go down a godly path, you get. If you go down a sinful path, you get sinfulier. Yes. Oh my gosh, what a revelation, huh? I keep walking down a sinful path. I can't figure out why all of this sin happens in my life. Duh. You're going to get more of whatever path you're walking down. How'd I get here? I walked. But you know the great thing is? I know a lot of people in life, they think they missed the path. They missed God's path. They missed it. The path of life that God had for them because of some bad choices that they made. And indeed, those bad choices causes us pain. But what makes God so amazing? What makes God so amazing is that at any moment, you can get back on the path that He has for you. At any moment. Any moment. Oh, no, I'm on the wrong path. Therefore, you know, I it's going to take me ages and ages to walk back out of all of this junk and all of that to get on the path that God has for me. I'm telling you, no. All you have to do is you need to confess your sin, repent, turn around, and realize, hey,
I'm on his path. And then start walking. Because you're on it. Now, it may be difficult walking out of some of this stuff, but you are on his path right now. You're on his perfect path that he has for your life. You are on it if you're looking to him and you're walking in that direction. I don't care how much you've mucked it up. I don't care what you've done, how much sin you got in your life. A moment of, I need you, Jesus, come into my life. Turn around and face him. You are on the path of life. You are on the path. That's what makes God so amazing. He doesn't rub your nose in it. He just says, hallelujah. Here we go. But God is hard walking out of it. I know. But I'm going to help you walk out. I'm going to help you get there. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just telling you in a moment, in an instant, you are on the path of life. The perfect path that God has for you. Right there, boom, boozy. He's amazing. Get on it. It just takes a second to get there. I guarantee you'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. Because if you don't, you're walking in a path that you won't like. Look at this video. Here's a bunch of misguided people walking on the sidewalk. But it's going the wrong way. They're not making any progress. As a matter of fact, they're moving backwards. But they don't know. They are literally walking and getting nowhere in life. Ever felt like that before? I'm walking, going nowhere. Thank God for some other good Christian people who tell them, that one didn't. That one didn't. That one didn't. This guy says, hey, you're going the wrong way. You need to turn around. Hey, we'll help you. Boom. And they turn around. So there's two stories there. Have you ever felt like you're walking the wrong direction? Secondly, when you see someone else walking the wrong direction, do you just walk by? Or do you tell them, hey, dude, you're never going to get there. You're never going to get to where you think you're going because you're losing ground at every step. Will we get out and tell the good news of Jesus and how good he is to us? There's only one path to heaven, the path. And Jesus is on it. When we get back on the path of life, we find God. And when we find God, we find his presence. And we find his presence, we find the fullness of joy and his pleasures forevermore. How cool. We need to get the word out. Number two, the path is a righteous one. If the path you're walking is full of a lot of sin, let me tell you, it's probably not the path. Because the path that he has for us, he says, he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. The word leads is to guide, to transport. God is our guide. If you want to get on the path, on the right path, you need God. And then you will need to follow God as he guides you. He'll guide you down the path. Remember, he's got the light. No, we're going here, going here. No, this way. No, I want to go that. No. He's telling us exactly where to go. We just need to follow it. Follow the path. Follow what he lights up for us. The word righteousness. The right or moral or legal. Righteousness. Right, moral, legal. We desperately need morality in America today. We have thrown our morality out the window. We've called evil good and good evil. I've never seen it like this in my lifetime, to where we call evil good and good evil. We need the morality of our God back in our nation again. We need to be praying for our president that he would make righteous and godly decisions. He claims to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to pray God show up in his bedroom in a physical manifestation and tell him what how he's leading this nation, and tell him he needs to move it in a righteous direction, not an unrighteous one. A moral direction, not immorality. He needs our prayers. It also means equity, God's equity and prosperity, not just money. God guides us for his name's sake. He's not just doing it for you. He's doing it for him. And remember, it's supposed to all be about him. Number three, the path is illuminated by God's word. By God's word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word light, as I said, lightning, happiness. The path to happiness, if you really want happiness in your life, you can't get there without the word of God and walking on his path. We need this. We need this. Godly happiness is not situational or circumstantial. Godly happiness is positional. When I am in Christ, then I am happy. This is what lightens up the path. This is this. It's like, where do I go, Lord? Here. I need to turn here. This is our guidebook. We need his word. It lights up our life. So we need to be in it every day, because there's a devil telling you, no, go that way. No, no, no. But this is saying to go this way. We need to be in the word every day, because the devil is talking to us every day. He's got his word and billboard and everything out there on the news. He's got it everywhere. We need to be hearing this. You don't need to be compromising. We need to be loving, but we need to be hearing this. What does this say? What does this say? What does this say? What does this say? Every day, the devil is out there trying to dissuade people from walking the path. We need this to stay on the path. And if my life isn't matching up with this, this isn't changing. I don't go, no, that's not for today, and rip it out. I need to go, this isn't for today. I need to rip that out of my life. Number four, don't be deceived into walking the wrong path. Proverbs 16:25. There is a path. There is a path before each person, which seems wrong. No, it doesn't say that, does it? And it seems right. But who told us it was right? Not God. But it ends in death. We need to understand that. We have a world today that's walking a path that they think is right, that's going to end in death. They're walking backwards on that moving sidewalk. The word path, course of life, mode of action. Do you know how in a bank, how they tell you to know if there's a counterfeit $100 bill? You know, I see people, you know, they got markers and all that stuff, but a lot of them, they take a real one and put it against the fake one, the counterfeit. This is the real. To know the truth, we need to be able to put this against what everybody else is saying. We need to be able to put this against what our government is saying. We need to put against this what the talking heads are saying. We need to put this against what I'm saying. We need to put this against everything. This is the truth. This isn't counterfeit. The word counterfeit, it means made an exact imitation of something valuable or important with the intention to deceive or defraud. That's exactly what the devil is doing. The devil has a counterfeit life. He has a counterfeit path. And remember, the counterfeit is worthless. It's fake. It's worthless. It has no value. And so many people are caving into that which has no value, which is absolutely worthless. Don't succumb to the counterfeit. Number five, bring it to a close. Trust God to direct your path. Proverbs 3:5-6 is my life verse. My life verse. I remember I looked to this often when I was in college. A lot of interesting and difficult things happened. in my family life, in my life. It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. This is what it seems like. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge God. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He leads me. I will follow Him all the days of my life. Keep Him number one. And He shall direct your paths. The word direct is straighten or even. Make right, pleasant, or prosperous. That's what direct is. To make right, pleasant, or prosperous. If you trust God with your life, if you trust God with your life, He will direct you to that which is right, pleasant, and prosperous. Oh, and by the way, He's got fullness of joy and pleasures evermore. Why would we not follow this God? Why would we ever walk away from something so beautiful? Why would we not let Him become the Lord of our life? Speak to us, direct us, guide us, inspire us. Lord, help us. Let me conclude. God has a new path, a promised path for you. A path to walk each and every day. But once on the path, remember, you need to adjust daily. We need to look at this and find out what the Word is saying. We need to adjust daily because there's another voice out there. It's always talking, always talking. But so is the Holy Spirit. He will always talk to you if you just listen. He's got something great to say. Jesus, at every spot when they would say something, He would say something, they all go in. They had no idea what to say after that. Get this into you. Speak that to people out there. And the talking heads will go. The enemy is very clever. Don't underestimate. Stay on the path. If you take a step off, remember, I get right back on. Get right back on. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Every Sunday I go up to the water tower, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Please keep me on the path. Don't let go of me. Don't let go of me. Never let me go my own way. Lord, don't ever let me go. So let me end it by this. So let's walk on this new path with a new heart and a new spirit under a new covenant with a new commandment and new mercies every day. As a new creation and a new man with a new song and a new name, looking for the new wine and a new heaven and a new Jerusalem, a new earth and a new Jerusalem. For behold, God is doing a new thing. Let's get in on it, huh? Hallelujah, Lord. Father, Father, we thank You for being... Everybody says, but God is so old-fashioned. Oh, no, 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 You're not. You're the latest. You're the newest. You're the greatest. You're always doing something new in us. Thank You, Lord. You're always refreshing us with those waters. Gave us the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to continue to walk down that path, to finish our course, to finish our race. And help us, Lord, to take as many people with us as we possibly can. We love You, Lord. We need You, Lord. And we thank You for all of the new You have done in us. God's got new for you. In 2022. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. I love you tons. Remember tonight, 6 to 7. It'll be good.